That was March 2nd when Jackson State basketball manager Thomas Snacks Lee, as you heard, got into the game and sank a 35-foot three-pointer. As it was pointed out in Mississippi Today, went to bed that night and slept well, happy that he'd gotten a chance to play for his beloved JSU Tigers. He awakened the next morning a viral sensation, and Snacks Lee joins us now on 101 ESPN via the Brown and Crouppen celebrity line with Chris Ronji and Cardinal World Series champ Brad Thompson. Snacks, this is Randy Carricker. Thanks so much for taking some time. How are you doing today?
I'm well. How about yourself?
Everything's good.
All right, I got to tell you, it's my favorite sports moment of the year, and it pumped everybody up that saw you make that shot. Before we get into how the world has changed afterwards, I want to know, right when you hit that shot, and I'd love you to walk us through the entire thing, because the crowd went nuts when you were introduced, and then you hit the shot a little bit later. What did that moment mean for you in the moment? Not afterwards, but in the moment.
In the moment, it was kind of it was moving pretty fast, you know. Coming from being just a manager, you know, you really don't get a chance to play pick up with the guys like that or get out there. So, when I got out there, man, things were moving pretty fast. But in the moment, I was like, you know, this big time, and I gotta at least get on the board. That was on my mind the whole time. Like, I gotta score. If it be a free throw or a layup or a 3-point or something, you know.
Do they tell you as soon as you get the rock, shoot it?
Oh yeah. Right at our last media, it was probably about like three minutes and a half, probably like 3:30. He told me I was going in at 2, and I was like, I'm ready. So then some of the key rotational guys were still out there. And, you know, of course he was gonna put me out there with some rotational guys, so they can make sure they give me the ball. So they told me, they said, be ready, man. We're coming to you every time. So I knew then that they were going to keep playing hard. And in 2 minutes, it was going to be game time.
You said you wanted to score one way or the other. You wanted to get on the board. It didn't matter how. Did you know that's where you were going to shoot from, though?
Oh, yes, sir, most definitely. I went back and watched the film. I saw another one of the shots. I shot it from almost at half court. I saw that one at our logo. I kind of had it in my mind already that I was going to shoot it from deep.
Snacks Lee is with us on 101 ESPN. Are you at all surprised? We're going to talk about your list of recruitment finalists in a few moments. Are you surprised at how big this became?
Oh, very, very surprised. I thought it would, you know, be popular locally, but I never thought it would probably reach a national platform. So, for me to be able to get all the recognition and the retweets and shout-outs to have places like all the people that I put on my list reach out and stuff like that was major. I actually just saw that Donovan Mitchell liked my tweet, so that was big, too.
That's cool. Awesome,
and you got,
man.
Kevin Durant. Did he tweet at you or just about you? It was one of them, at least.
He tweeted about. He retweeted the tweet and said, I see you, Snipe.
That is great.
Hey, what was the first like big national show that you saw your highlight on, and you were like, "Oh my god, this is real"?
I think it was on ESPN. I guess whatever they air at midnight. I was at home and watching it, and then I saw them replay it, and I was like, "Wow, they actually got a hold to it." And once I saw it on there, I said, yeah, it's going to reach a whole lot of platforms. And it just grew from there.
Snacks, I know you're a good dude. One, because you came on with us. We appreciate that. And two, because of how everybody else reacted when you hit that shot. And not just the call. The call was awesome. Like, that was like sheer excitement there. But I'm watching it again right now. I'm seeing the players. I'm seeing every fan there go nuts. I'm seeing the other team excited that you did it too. That has to make you feel good that so many people are behind you in a moment like that.
Most definitely. Anytime you can get the support from, you know, of course, your peers and your teammates. And, you know, it's a lot of people that want to play in the game. You know, a lot of people don't want to sacrifice their playing time before the guys to be selfless and let me be able to get out there and play. It meant a lot.
So how many texts and calls and everything did you get right away? I did read somewhere at the time that you had to keep your charger with you at all times because your phone
was
just...
I know for sure. that night I had to turn my notifications off because probably into that morning when I woke up, man, my phone was just full of notifications and retweets and ads and text messages, Facebook ads, all kind of things. So I had to turn my notifications off. And when I did get a chance to get to them, I probably had over 500 DMs on each social media platform, tons of text messages, tons of missed calls, calls I had to return when I got free time. The next day, we actually probably did interviews from about 12 to 6.
Man.
That evening.
Jackson State sharpshooter Snacks Lee with us on 101 ESPN. All right, you recently opened your recruitment to various businesses and restaurants and yesterday released your list of your final six. How difficult was it to get it down to just those six?
Those were just the six that I was interested in, and I actually commented under the commented under and said, you know, the recruitment is still open if anyone else wanted to reach out. So those six were just the ones that I just decided to go with, and I said, you know, we'll see where it goes from there to see if anybody else want to sell their recruitment pitch. I haven't got Chick-fil-A or Academy, I think, to reach back out yet, but the way it's been blowing up, I'm pretty sure that they may scan through it. But on Instagram, Zaxby's has commented, Dick's Sporting Goods, of course, Buffalo Wild Wings, they're always constantly responding to everything like that. So those places have commented, and I actually was supposed to do an event with Buffalo Wild Wings coming up soon, a quarantine game, of course, soon. So that's a project that I'm working on now, and I would just, of course, if Little Debbie or Frito-Lay or anybody else wants to, you know, sell their recruitment pitch, it's still open. I haven't, the window is still open if anyone else wanted to, you know, chime in. Overall, I picked four restaurants and two businesses, you know, lately, since the quarantine, I've been doing a lot of working out at home or workouts and things like that. So I said maybe if I get two businesses like that, they have sport equipment and stuff like that. So maybe I could try to, you know, start a healthy challenge or something like that to kind of get the people active.
Well, I like the idea of the healthy challenge, but we did just talk about Little Debbie a second ago as well. I want to know, because you shouldn't be chasing anybody at this point, right? All these companies should be knocking down your door. But Little Debbie, I know that you tweeted at them as well. There hasn't been a response yet, as far as I know, from Little Debbie. Why are you a perfect fit for them?
Because I'm Snacks, you know. what better person to represent the brand than someone named Snacks, you know? So, it's just a lot of places. I won't say I'm surprised, but I'll say, of course, you know, the coronavirus and everything has set back a lot of people, but I am rather surprised that people haven't reached out yet. But, of course, throughout the course of time, I'm pretty sure some people are going to reach out, so just patiently waiting.
Hey, you mentioned Zaxby's, and I know that's all in the South. I've never had it.
It's really
but
good.
But how is it? Yeah. That's what I want to know. How good is Zaxby's compared to the other places?
Oh, it's really good, man. It's actually not that too far from my house, and I actually go there a lot. So I had to make sure I showed the South some love, you know?
All right, that's fair. You've got a teammate, Darius Austin. He's from down here. He's from Centerville, Illinois, so not too far from St. Louis at all. And right after this whole thing happened, he tweeted about you being able to dunk. And the video is, I think it's him, right? He and another teammate are kind of lifting you up as you dunk?
I think it was him recording. He was doing the commentary.
Okay, so go ahead.
Yeah, that's my guy. That's my guy. He's my hype man.
So you know what that means? You got to pay him now too.
Most definitely. Once someone reaches out and you know we kind of we ink a deal with someone or someone you know gives a proposal to you know do some commercials or something or maybe you know. Help them market their brand, and I most definitely have to take care of my guy.
Yeah, but don't let too many people in the circle. Snacks, yeah, you keep that circle small. Yeah.
Hey, Snacks, one of the things we're doing a lot of in sports talk radio these days with the coronavirus and having no sports is Mount Rushmores. Can you give us your Little Debbie Mount Rushmore, your top four?
Oh, you're going to make me do that? Let me give me a minute.
I got Swiss rolls at my top. Swiss rolls is my number one.
I'm an oatmeal cream pie kind of guy.
I love oatmeal cream pie.
Things from Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Let's see. I think I got it. You said four?
Yeah.
Let's see. I got to go with the Cosmic Brownies.
Those are on my Mount Rushmore.
Yep. I've never had a Cosmic Brownie.
They're great.
I think they're underrated. probably the Honey Buns.
Mm-hmm. I have had that.
Oatmeal cream pie.
Yep,
that's got to be up there.
And who makes the best?
Oatmeal cream pie is what Saban has, right? That's the only thing he has for breakfast.
Yeah,
I think so. Let's say the zebra rolls.
Zebra rolls. Yeah, I have never had a zebra roll.
Yeah, they're kind of like a Swiss roll, but they're both dark and white chocolate coating.
Yeah.
Is there a snack that that you're aware of that maybe, just in general, doesn't have to be Little Debbie? Could it be anything that maybe we're not thinking of that we are sleeping on and we shouldn't?
Man, I would say it's two of them. I think Hot Munchies are very, very underrated. The Flamin' Hot Munchies. Mm-hmm. And I think the Airhead Gummies, I've been on them heavy lately. So I'll say those probably would be the two most under the radar right now.
Sounds like two new deals to me.
Hey, Snacks, you're fun to have on the show. You're a fun follow on Twitter. Congratulations on everything that's happened to you over the course of the last month, and best of luck.
Thank you so much, man. Thank you guys for taking time out your day to give me the opportunity to interview. Look forward to hearing from you guys soon. I appreciate you guys following up.
We'll do it again.
Yeah, don't
thanks,
get too
Snacks.
Big time for us, Snacks.
Never, man. Never.
We remember that. We've got it on tape.
I appreciate you guys.
All right. Thanks, Snacks. That's Thomas Snacks Lee from Jackson State with us in the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN, where the 4 o'clock fight is next.